You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in the book of Joshua today, Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to ask you to bow with me to prayer one more time. Father, I want to thank you for the great North Valley Baptist Church. This is very emotional days for my wife and I as we think back on these 50 years of your goodness and your grace. I thank you these people have allowed us to stay, and I pray your blessing upon their lives. I pray the greatest days of our church will be yet ahead. I pray that this be a great week for these dear members, those that are involved with these activities and various things. I pray that it be a wonderful time. I pray that your blessing would be upon the message this morning and tonight as well. In Jesus' name, amen. By the way, I want to just bring word. People on the internet, I don't know if you can see this, but my hands are all scraped up. I mean, they are just scraped up. I've got the bleed. They're just a mess. My arms are a mess. And I've been working around here. And I want to tell you what happened, because you're not going to believe that, Jerry, I did this. You talk about a case of the stupids. So I'm painting, and I'm spray painting, and I got some kind of paint that, you're laughing already, Brother Fanera, he knows the story. I got paint all over my body. The truth is, we have a 4-foot pool in the backyard, and I was spraying blue paint, you know, and the overspray got in the water and it got all over my body, all over my arms, everywhere, but I couldn't get it off. I showered for 30 minutes. I couldn't get it off. Then I had a brainstorm. We have an outdoor shower by the pool, so I was out there showering away. I said, there's a sanding block right there. And I took a sander to my skin and started I told you I'm not very smart, but I started sanding, so I got cuts, and I felt good. I mean, I had lotion on there, and I was getting it off. But when that it started burning, and I said, well, I think I went too far. So, Pastor McCurry, don't ever try to sand off the paint. It doesn't come off. I still am blue. I mean, most of me is blue, but today, I got just my hands uncovered today. Well, the Bible today, I want to bring you a message to this church family. We are on the brink of a modern day miracle. 50 years. And you are to be so commended. 50 years and we're the same as we began 50 years ago. Amen. We still believe in old time religion.
Yep.
Old time religion. We still believe in amens.
Yep.
We still believe in singing. And singing the gospel praises from a hymn book. We don't follow the bouncing ball up here. Now the churches can do that. That's if they want to do that, they can do it. But we like the hymn book in your hand. We like the notes in your hand so you can learn to read music. And by the way, everybody does around here. We like preaching. I believe in Sunday school. I believe in Sunday school. Sunday school is a thing of the past in America. But Sunday school built America. Back in 1795, 96, it began, and the Sunday school built America. But we're getting rid of the Sunday school. We're getting rid of Sunday night. I believe in Sunday night church. I believe that's where you grow your Christians to a direction and a philosophy that's so bad. I believe in Wednesday night midweek prayer service. I believe in it. I just believe in it. And we believed in it for 50 years. And we're going to continue to believe in it. As other churches do away with Sunday night and Wednesday night and Sunday school, they can. They're going to answer to God. I'm not going to, and maybe it's right, but it's not right for this church. We're going to give me that old time religion, singing hymns and songs and spiritual songs. We believe in worldwide missions. We believe in the bus ministry. These bus kids, they're second to none. They're the best. I look forward to seeing you every Sunday. I thank God for them. And on the other property, the sea ministry and the Spanish ministry. I love all the ministries we have here. A Chinese ministry, a Filipino ministry, a Brazilian ministry, a Spanish ministry, a Indian ministry, American ministry. I thank God for all of you. Thank God for the prison ministry. Brother Jerry Whitlow and the other folks are in that, all the prisons. We had 37, I believe, this past week saved in prisons. Thank God for that. I believe in the Bible distribution. We're right at 50,000 Bibles for this year. Our goal is 100,000. We're right on target. I thank God for soul winning. Yesterday, a packed house, out soul winning, knocking on doors, visiting people. Thank God for what He's done. But we're not going to change. And before every great victory is all preparation. I want us to look at this message today, preparing for a great event. As we look at the Word of God, you know, when you it's your birthday, you're gonna be 30. You have a special birthday celebration for your 30, right? If you're gonna be 40, you have a special birthday for 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70. Grandma Maria, Aunt Marina down here, on August 24th, she's gonna be 99 years young. We're not gonna celebrate that, because that's, but next year, 100 year, we're gonna celebrate that. And she's such a sweet blessing to my life. We celebrate your 25th anniversary or your 50th anniversary, and on it goes. We celebrate your retirement. We're gonna celebrate 50 years of God's blessing next Sunday. And I'm looking forward to all that God's doing. What do we do? Well, verse 5 tells us what to do. Therefore, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That tells me I can trust God. I can put confidence in God. Trust God. Two words, say them together. Trust God. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to me. You know, there's never been, honey, there's never been a need in this church for 50 years that God did not meet. God's met every need. I can recall being stuck up against the wall, every building project we built. I can remember we built a 16 by 20 little room. Then we built a 4,000 square foot auditorium, educational building. Then we built a 32,000 square foot building. Now that was a large one. And we moved out of an auditorium that we just remodeled, and we tore it down, and we put a tent up in 1981, 82, and 83, and we met in that tent. And what a wonderful time that was. Outside, not one parking stall for 2 years. I told the church, I had a sign out there, 1 year project, $550,000. Well, Brother Jim, it wasn't 1 year, it was 2 years. It wasn't 550,000, it was 1.2 million. But Chuck, you'll remember that probably. Brother Skirty back there and others. And I'll never forget, I came every week, I came to the church, okay, we've got to raise money for the foundation this week. And we raised money for the foundation. And my uncle was our builder at the time, he's with the Lord. And I said, Uncle Bill, I believe I'm gonna stop the project tomorrow on Sunday. Because we're out of money, we don't have any money. He said, how much money do we have in the bank? I can remember one time I told him, we have $14. That's it, we have $14. I've got to stop. And I've been working these people. I said, you don't have to stop. We got $14. And you got tomorrow, you could tell the people, and who knows what's going to come in. And I took that. I never stopped at one time. But every Sunday I'd come to the church and I said, we got four dump truck loads of 16 penny nails for that. Four-yard dump truck times four. All those nails in that building, all the 2x6s and 2x8s, and every week I just raised money. And he'd come to me and he said, now Jack, you want these, there's 104 doors in this building. These 104 doors, you want hollow core doors. I said, yeah, I do. They're $50 each. The frame and the doors are $50. And he goes, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do solid doors. I said, that's $100 times 104 doors. I can't do that. I just can't do it. He goes, we're going to do it. And I never, by the way, those doors, 1981, we bought them in 81, 82, put them in 83. Those doors are still over there with the same openers opening and closing those doors. You know how many times I replaced hollow core doors with a Christian school, with these animals, these people, these kids that come to our Christian school? You know how many times we replaced it? I can remember every single time we were up against the wall with our budget. One Sunday night, it was a Wednesday night, I believe. It was December 31st. And I said, now, folks, we've got to end the year in the black. We've got to have every bill paid. I believe that night, I believe we had 8 different offerings. And we started off whatever it was, $20,000. And we got it down to 10. We had another offering down to 5. 4, 3, we had, I think, 8 or 9 or 10 offerings that night. God's people, I tell you why, we have learned that you can trust God. Amen. You can trust God. I don't know what your problem is today. I don't know what your marriage is going through. I don't know what your health situation is, but you can trust God. I can trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Trust God. Before any great victory, trust God. God's giving the land to Israel right now. He gives the boundaries. You know, right now, Hamas is saying, well, Israel got this land in 1948. No, they didn't get that land in 1948. They got their land in Moses' day. And Joshua, the second one, and God says, you're going from this river to this river to this mountain to this place. This is all of Israel's. Yeah. No, Arabs, you did not get that in 1940. Jews did not get that in 1948. God gave it to them. You can trust God. Yes, say it together. Trust God. Try it one more time. Trust God. What are you going to do before a victory? Trust God. Trust God. There's a second thing you can be. Be strong. Be strong. First one is what? Trust God. Second one is? Look what the Bible says. Verse 6. Be strong. Be strong. Verse 7. Only be thou strong. Look what the Bible says constantly. Verse number 9. Have I commanded thee? Be strong. Don't fear. Be strong. Men, we are living a day of weaklings. Men are soft. Men are weak. Men get permission from their wife to breathe. We're just weak. Doesn't mean that you're a dictator. Doesn't mean that you're cruel. In fact, the more leadership that God gives you, the kinder you should be to your mate. Your mate not ever have any need that you do not meet. Every need your wife has, sir, you meet it because you're a man. Well, so I'm gonna stay at home. My wife has a better job than I. I'm gonna just sort of take care of the kids and change the diapers. And you're an idiot. That's not being strong. God says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Psalm 69. Be strong in Jesus Christ. And if there's ever a time that this church needs to be strong, it's today. Amen. We're living in a day where everything is changing. Politically, we're changing. It's amazing how that communism is coming into America. We have people that are in Congress that are socialists, known socialists. They say, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. AOC is a socialist. And really, they're just twin cousins to communism. And they're sitting up there in Capitol Hill making laws against our God. Be a man. Stand up for something. Stand up for right. I can't believe, Brother Martin, I can't believe we've got people in the news media saying it's right for boys to compete in girls' sports. You notice how quiet it got in here? We still don't believe in that. You can believe all you want, but that's not right. A boy belongs in a boy's sport, a girl belongs in girl sports. And that includes soccer. The Bible says, be strong, neither be thou afraid. You see, the decisions that you make in life, when you make them out of fear, you always make a wrong decision. Brother Simmons, you cannot make a decision out of fear. God wants us to be strong. God wants us to trust God. Notice what the formula is here. When you're in a big event is taking place and there's a transfer of leadership now, and Moses is dead, and now Joshua is rising to the front, and God says, trust God, trust God, trust God, and be strong. God says, number one, what? Trust. And secondly, be strong in the Lord. There's a third one. It's God's word. It's God's word. Say it with me. Ready? God's word. There's two words. Be strong. Trust God. And then God's word. Look at verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. For thou shalt meditate in there day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thank God that this book has been guiding us for 50 years. I love the old Bible, the precious old Bible, the light on my pathway to guide. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book, divine, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Dr. Lester Roloff died at age 68 in a plane crash. He was a great, great evangelist, a great preacher, dealt with runaway kids, and the judges would sentence them to his boys and girls ranches. Had over 1,000 kids in one ranch down there in Corpus Christi. He had a lot of land. He had landed his plane on his property. And he went out for the last time, and his plane got in a cloud formation that developed quickly, and it went down into the field. I'll never forget that day. I was driving right over here, right when I hit the tennis courts. It said, Evangelist KCBS, Evangelist Lester Roloff has just died in a field in Texas with the Honeybee Quartet, a girls' group, a Honeybee Quartet. I'll never forget that day. You know, Lester Roloff, at age 68, said, I can remember him preaching. He was kind of eccentric, quite frankly. He'd only eat the roots of a plant, and no coffee, and no sugar, and no fun. And he was just different, but he was a man of God. And he said, I get up at 4 o'clock every day of my life. I preach 3 times a day, 7 days a week. He said, I used to have an extensive library. I've given almost all my library away. I don't have any more library books because, he said, I spend time with the book. And if we're not careful, and I have a huge library, personal library. I've built it through these years, 55 years of ministry, 54 years. And I love my library. But it can't compare to this old book right here. This book right here, it's all I need right here. Amen. I was coming to this church 50 years ago, and I said to my father-in-law, he pastored the same, a large church in Illinois for 57 years. I said to him, probably after he had pastored 40 years, or maybe 35, I said, I'm just nervous about this pastoring. I said, I'm going to tell these people I'm going to stay 50 years. There's only 22 of you. I said, I'm going to tell them I'm staying 50 years. Well, now that I've been here 20 years, I'm planning to stay another 30 years. Yeah. Or 30 years, another 20. But I'm planning on staying. And thank you, both Brother Martinez and one other, amen. But I remember saying to him, I said, now you've been preaching a long time. I said, I'm concerned. How can I preach out of one book for 50 years? You laugh. How can I preach for 50 years out of one book and keep it alive? And he said, you know, Jack, you're going to find that you're going to get to the end of your ministry, and you're going to find there's more of the Bible you haven't preached than that which you have preached. You cannot stand up and teach for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night in Marriott Hotel at the convention center from a math book or from a science book. Brother Tony, Ruth, can you imagine having Mr. Trump come in? Mr. Trump would pack that place out. Let's say it houses 3,000. They'd pack it out Sunday morning. They'd pack it out probably Sunday night. But you do that for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night for 50 years, you're not going to do that. And if he's talking about politics, that's not going to build a crowd. And if he's talking about science or math, you can't get a science book that has ever been written that will keep the attention. But this book, Brother Tully, this book will keep your attention. The secretaries are doing right now. I have every message I've ever preached. I preach many of them out of the Bible now, and I'm writing my Bible. But they have all the notes from all the years before I even came here. They have all the notes of all the messages that are chronologically put in them in order. There are more places in the book of Genesis that I haven't preached than I have preached. More places in the book of Exodus I haven't preached than what I have preached. More places in the book of Leviticus that I haven't preached than I have preached. This book right here is the book for life. This is the life that every person here needs to get in the Word of God. I love the old Bible. You see, you can trust God. And I can be strong. And I can, God's Word, I can keep it in my heart that I may not sin against God. Three words today. Each one have two words with them. The first one is what? I can trust God. Secondly, I can. And third, I can God's word. Number four, remember victories. Look what he says in verse number 13. Remember, that's the key, the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, Lord your God hath given you rest, giving you this land. I want you to remember this. I don't ever want to forget Brother Miller, Sister Debbie back there. I don't ever want to forget 1975 when this church started. I don't want to forget it. My wife and I were not here on opening Sunday. We opened up in Sunnyvale. Pastor Al Rutledge is with the Lord. And he opened it up. We came about 5 months later. There were 22 people counting the nursery when we got here. We were renting a building on Clyde Avenue. We later bought it. We had nothing. We literally had nothing. We had nothing. We were renting that building and using their chairs and using their pulpit. It wasn't my pulpit. We had nothing. We had old hymn books that if they were red, we put red tape on the binding. If they were green, we put green. If they were blue, we put blue. We got them from all different churches. Got them from Grace Baptist, Faith Baptist, and they had their names embossed. They're just their old ones. They're getting rid of them. I said, we'll take them. Brother Chris, we didn't have a Lord's table set, but I got three different sets given to them. They're all different, and I sort of merged them together and made one set. I don't want to forget those days. I never want to forget that day that we began the bus ministry. We had a 1949 International bus, a 1956 GMC, and a 1957 Chevy. And we started those, and literally those three routes, they grew and grew, Sunnyvale and Santa Clara and eventually Mountain View, Moffett Field area. And they just grew, they exploded. People coming from everywhere. Now, 50 years later, 1.6 million riders have come. Amen. But you know, I remember those buses, they're all old junkers. Just junkers. We painted them all red. And every Sunday, one would break down. One Sunday, we had many Sundays, we had all three being towed in. I had to figure out a way to get the kids home. One Sunday, I walked out the back on Clad Avenue, and there was that overpass they had put over there on Lafayette. And I was looking, I said, oh, there's a fire over there. And I'm looking, and I said, you know, that looks like a bus that's on fire. And it was our bus on fire. Oh, we had junk, but it was ours. And we'd wash those buses. I remember I had a missionary, he came in, Brother Danny Morris, and Danny painted all red. He painted everything red. He painted everything red. The red bus, the red top, the grill was red. The bumpers were red. The wheels were red. Everything was red. One color, red everywhere. And I came in, I can remember painting those rims black and painting white stripes down it. And then we had red, white, and blue, and then blue letters, North Valley Baptist Church. I don't ever want to forget those days. I don't ever want to forget that day that Durham Church was a huge earthquake. And we just sort of settled in there and just kept preaching. I don't want to forget that day in this auditorium just a few years back that right before church, everything went black. Remember that? I didn't organize one thing. So people got a sound system going. In 5 minutes, we just said, we're going to have church. So ushers went and got flashlights for everybody. Everybody had a flashlight. Went in the stores and got them. Everybody had a flashlight. Man, God got into that service that night, did he not? God got in that service. We went over, had a fellowship over here in the gym, and Brother Andy Gong set up temporary lighting. I mean, it was like, this is awesome. This is great. I remember electing presidents that I would have never voted for. I remember these presidents that resigned the office of presidency. I remember the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan where I was standing at Granger over here when he was shot. I'll never forget those days. I'll never forget the first big day. I mean, we had big days, and our goal was, we were 10 months old, and we had a goal of 400 in church on our 10th month anniversary, and we had 450 in attendance. And it was 26 or 36 saved, I don't remember right now. God's done something special here. And all I have to say is remember victories. We can all look at defeats. Number one, trust God. Number two, be strong. Number three, God's word. Number four, remember victories. And number five, a united front. Look what it says in verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth not rebel against thy commandments and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. God's word is just simply saying a united front. We're together in this thing. You know how many Sunday school buses I've driven in 50 years? Not one. I drove the teenagers to the snow in a bus, that 56 GMC. But I never drove a bus one time. You know who's done that? You have. Men and women in this church, you've driven the buses. I've never been the bus captain. My wife was a bus worker on Route 3 for years. I've never been a bus worker. You know who brought these 1.6 million boys and girls to God's house? You did. You've raised millions and millions of dollars for worldwide missions. In the Philippines alone, this church paid a pastor's salary for 400 churches. He paid the pastor's salary for 1 year and then built him a building. God's people did that. And all 400 churches are going today. All 400 churches. And all 100 missionaries. You know, I give every week to missions. I have for 50 years. But my little amount of money is not keeping them out on the field. It's God's people collectively. You've done that. Giving 100,000 Bibles a year to the cities around here. For years and years and years, you've done that. It's all God's people have done it. We're in the lost to Christ. God's people have done it. I don't ever want to think that I'm not at a united front.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.